Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Hard-won wisdom, true stories from the management trenches. Written by Jathan Janov and read by Jathan Janov. Preface. To build a collection of workplace stories for managers to learn from, I can't think of a better way than a career in employment law. You get a ringside seat for just about every form of workplace behavior you could ever imagine, or would prefer not to imagine. My professional experience began in 1980 as a first-year law student at the University of Chicago. I got a full-time summer job working in the employment discrimination section of a legal aid clinic. The job continued during school years on a part-time basis. My clients were women and minorities who brought harassment, discrimination, and retaliation claims against their employers. I vividly recall my very first client. Tall, handsome, and athletically built, he showed up at the clinic claiming he'd been fired as a hospital orderly due to national origin discrimination. "What reason did the hospital give you?" I asked. "They said I was fondling female patients." "Were you?" I asked. "It depends what you mean by fondling." I thought to myself, the guy lost his orderly job and now thinks he's a lawyer. I said, "Other than as a necessary part of your job duties, did you touch any patient's private parts, whether on top of or underneath their clothing?" "Some of them, sure," he replied. "Well," I said, trying to look as lawyerly as a first-year law student can look who still had pimples, "that would most likely be deemed fondling." "But they asked me to." Trying to avoid sarcasm, I explained that consensual fondling of hospital patients would most likely be considered outside his job description. I asked, "What makes you think your national origin had something to do with your being fired?" "I don't know if it's that," he said, "but it just doesn't seem fair," he added. "It might be something else that I know was held against me." "What's that?" I asked. "My good looks," he said. "Huh?" "My ex-boss is short, fat, and ugly. He used to make comments like, 'You must be quite the ladies' man,' or 'Here comes the stud.' I think he resented me because I was the best."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?